Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of overcoming in the area of our mind. We know that we're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. And our soul is made up of our will, our intellect, and our emotions. And we're talking specifically about the mind area. This is where the enemy comes to fight. The battleground is in the mind. As a man thinketh in his heart or in his mind, so is he. And your mind is the gatekeeper. It's opening the door to either the things of God, or you can open the door to the things of the enemy. We've got to let the mind of Christ come forth in us. It is a spiritual mind, as the Holy Spirit is taking that word. He writes it in your heart, He writes it in your mind, and you are being transformed by the renewing of your mind. A change of species is occurring from a carnal-minded person to a spiritual-minded person. The Bible says we're to set our mind on things above, not on things on the earth. And we are to receive the implanted word written in our heart and mind. When that is going to change and transform your soul realm. It is so important that you've got yourself filled up with the Word of God. And you've got to watch out for the negativism that the enemy tries to get into your mind. We're going to talk about negative things that the enemy brings against you, causes and effects of the destruction that comes in a person's mind. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, it talks about how he fought evil against me. Don't let those evil thoughts come in your mind against another person. It is going to bring forth negative fruit in you and through you. In Nehemiah 6:2, it talks about how he thought to do me mischief. Have you ever had those negative thoughts, wanting to do harm, wanting to get back at someone, wanting to be retaliatory against another, to do them harm in some way? That is the devil. Do not do that. Do not think to do mischief. Instead, you're supposed to bless those that have cursed you. You're supposed to pray for those that have used you and done negative things to you. Watch the thoughts of your mind. Never have a retaliatory attitude that's contrary to the law of love. In Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 6, here he talks about how the Jews were thinking to rebel. They were thinking to rebel. You don't want to think to rebel. Instead, you want to think to obey. You should always have a willing mind ready to obey what God's Word says. When you see the Word, be ready to obey. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, instructs you to do something, think to obey. Never think to rebel. You've got to watch the negative thoughts that come against you. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 15:26, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. But we want to have the thoughts of the righteous. The thoughts of the righteous are going to be those that are going to be in line with His Word, praise God. And your thoughts, if you'll think on good things, then you'll be in perfect peace. But if you think on the negative things and you get your mind off, it'll produce all types of anxiety and turmoil within you. In Isaiah 59, he talks about the thoughts they had were thoughts of iniquity. And then it said, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The result of thoughts of iniquity is going to be wasting and destruction coming forth in a person's path. We've got to get our mind off of what we want to think on and think on what the Word says. There's a scripture, it's in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 2, and it says this. He talks about how he spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people. God was reaching out to them, but they were rebellious. And it says why they were rebellious. Which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. They walked in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. If you walk after your own thoughts, you are going to be walking in a wrong way. And that shows that a person's rebellious. What makes us obedient? When we walk in God's ways, not after our own thoughts, but after His thoughts. How can you walk after His thoughts? You've got to think, what does the Word say about this situation, about what I'm going to say, about what I'm going to do, about the way I'm going to deal with this situation in my life. Get your mind renewed to the truth of God's Word. He will transform you. You need to cast down those imaginations. You need to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You need to get the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ established in you through the Word in you. In Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 19, he says, I'll bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they've not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. You know, obedience, before it comes forth in your life, it's going to start with something in your mind. You're going to be thinking a thought. And here, obviously, their thoughts were not right. The fruit of their thoughts caused them not to hearken unto the voice of the Lord, not to hearken unto His Word. Have you made up your mind that you're going to think on good things and hearken unto the Word of God and do what God's Word says? You've got to make up your mind. If you have not set your mind to hear and do the Word of God, then you're going to be an easy candidate for the devil to get you into rebellion. A scripture over in Daniel chapter 5 talks about what happens if you let pride get a hold of you. It says his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride. Daniel 5:20. You've got to watch in your mind that you never think more highly of yourself than you ought. Don't ever try to lift yourself up. Here his mind was hardened in pride. It causes a hardening effect. And that, what was the result? The effect of that was he was deposed from his kingly throne and the glory was taken away from him. If your mind gets hardened in pride and your heart's lifted up, you're not going to rule and reign over your enemies, and the glory, the manifest presence of God was not going to be manifest in you. You've got to watch that you maintain a mind that is a low mind, a lowliness of mind, a humbleness of mind, humility of mind. The Bible talks about these are very important traits to be established in a believer. The Bible talks about judging not, that you be not judged. If you judge others, your mind is yielding to the enemy. We are to think on good things. Don't let yourself think on these negative things. There's a scripture over in Romans chapter 1, verse 28, where they had a problem in their mind. They got a reprobate mind. It says, as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. A reprobate mind is a mind that is void of proper judgment. We want to have a mind that's going to make the right choices. We're going to judge things rightly. And we're going to do the things that are going to be pleasing unto the Lord. What was the root behind them doing things that weren't convenient and having a reprobate mind? They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. What you need is you need to get God's Word in you. You need to have God in all your thoughts. You need to be thinking on what the Word says in every situation. Don't let the negative come in. You know, when the devil brings some thought saying, you can't do this and you can't do that, that's a lie. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When the enemy comes in and says, you're not going to be able to get healed, you need to think on what the Word says. The Word says that Jesus took my infirmities, bore my sicknesses, by His stripes you were healed, and He's the healer of all disease, and I can come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of His mercy, which includes healing, and find grace to help in my time of need. You've got to get your mind thinking on what the Word says. Otherwise, your mind will be void of judgment, and then you'll go off and walk in wrong ways. What's happening in the area of our mind? The enemy is warring against it. Romans 7:23 says, I see another law in my members that's coming from the flesh, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. He says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? The answer is what your mind's going to be serving, what your mind's going to be thinking on. He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And this is important. If you're going to have a victorious mind, you're going to have to get rid of that fleshly ruled mind. If you're after the flesh, after the senses, after the things that you want, after a life being lived contrary or not even considering the Word of God, independent from the Word of God, then you're going to mind the things of the flesh. But if you're after the Spirit, the things of the Word of God, then you're going to have that spiritual mind. The Bible says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. A spiritual mind is a word-ruled mind. I'm going to think on what God's Word says, and that's going to produce life and peace in you. The carnal mind is an enemy against God. Why? It's not subject to the law of God. It's not submitted to it. Only the spiritual mind is submitted unto the Lord. Another reason why we need to get this word into us is if not, then the devil will blind our minds. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Bible says it's the God of this world who has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The devil wants to blind your mind. He tries to blind everybody's mind. And those people that are not believers, their minds have been blinded from the truth. This is why you've got to go and preach the word to them. Because the word is the light, and the light of the glorious gospel that shines into them will bring forth that understanding, the light of the knowledge of the glory of Jesus Christ, so that they can come out of bondage. Another thing that the devil tries to do, he wants to corrupt your mind. What happened with Eve? She was beguiled by the serpent through his subtlety, and her mind was corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Don't let your mind be corrupted away from the truth of the Word of God. Think on what the Word says, and do what it says. Follow it very simply. Don't let the enemy get your mind running this way and running that way. You can't follow the desires of the flesh and of the mind. You can't walk in the vanity of your mind. You can't walk in ignorance of the Word of God. Otherwise, you're not going to see the blessings. In Ephesians 4:18, the Bible talks about how their understanding was darkened. They were alienated from the life of God. Why? Through the ignorance that is in them. They didn't know the Word. And because of the blindness of their heart. If you don't know what the Word says, if you don't have the mind of the Lord in you, then you're going to be easy for the devil to bring destruction in your life. You'll be alienated from God's blessings in your life. You've got to learn to think on good things. You know, Philippians 4 says, think on things that are good, think on things that are true, think on things that are just, and those that are of good report. Think on things that have praise and have virtue. Think on good things. You keep your mind stayed on Him, He'll keep you in perfect peace. Learn to cast down those imaginations and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and have the mind of Christ established in you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.